In response to the $1 billion Medicaid shortfall, the Family and Social Services Administration implemented a waitlist for a Medicaid waiver utilized by people with disabilities and those who want to age in place. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports new slots will open up in July, but lawmakers are concerned it won't be enough.
The state has about 50,000 slots for the aged and disabled waiver. In July, that number will increase to 55,000, split between the Pathways for Aging program and the Health and Wellness waiver. Senator Fatty Cadora says he's concerned that people who are deemed medically eligible for waiver services may be forced to wait just because of a budget limitation.
As state employees and as legislators, we are viewed by the public as we have the power to make changes, and the wait list is problematic. Even the term wait list for people who need services is problematic to communicate and explain to the public.
Lawmakers asked Medicaid officials how many people are on the wait list and if the slots opening in July will be enough. The director of Indiana Medicaid did not provide the total number of people, but says the agency will share more information in the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.